You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Has been given a special reward. What was Caleb's dog? What kind of reward he received? Say? No. What is it saying in the Torah? That the dogs receive the special reward.
From the sacrifice, whatever we have extra, we give it to them.
Not extra. Terefa. Yeah, what does terefa mean? So, an animal that at the time of the slaughtering or when he was checked, there's a problem that is not edible for us, so we give it to the dog. It says, "Ubasar basade terefa lo tochelo lakelev tashlichun oto." So that's one thing. What's the other reward that they receive? Any other reward is given to them? Well, it's optional that we prepare the parchment, but that's optional. But that's not part of the reward. So the other reward is, we have a halakha. Let's say, if you have a pit in your house, so before you eat, you have to make sure your fish and your parakeet is already fed. But there's an exception about dogs, and that is not only your own dog, like let's say your neighbor and others, you have to make sure that they are fed before you eat. Like let's say if there's a cat of the neighbor comes to your house, you don't need to ask him, did you eat anything or not? But the Caleb received such a reward also. And the other reward is, and it's brought, that they became responsible for those that they say Lashon Hara. Just like Yosef, his brothers, they throw him to the Kelavim, to the dogs. So how did he gain all these rewards? What happened? They didn't bark. No, they didn't bark. So at the time that I'm Yisrael, they came out of Yisrael, they didn't bark.
One question. Did the first one of the Caleb die?
Well, those that were being worshipped, he says. They were. So now, here, they didn't bark, so they were rewarded all of these things. So now, why you expect them to bark? Why should have all the dogs are barking?
No.
So maybe they were not supposed to bark.
They were special dogs. They were set for the watch after the Jews, and if they would do anything, they would.
All the dogs in the Mitzrayim, in the Egypt, they were special dogs.
Not all, but there was a group of them that were assigned.
Right, that's true. So now the Gemara brings, actually, the dogs, they have a special radar. When they smell Malach HaMavet, they bark. That's one thing. And the other thing the Gemara says, the barks, the dogs, at midnight, they bark. The other thing, that the nature of the dogs are, when they see somebody with a staff, with a cane, they also bark. So all these three things was happening at the time that Am Yisrael, they came out of Mitzrayim. That means Malach HaMavet was there, and also it was midnight, and Am Yisrael, they were holding that staff, because that's what Hashem told them to do. But still, all these three things, they kept quiet. and didn't bark. So now it's a very interesting thing. We see at the time of the plagues, we had the Sephardia, the frogs, the Gurbaghe. It says they went to the oven, right? And it's interesting that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they learned from the frogs at the time of Nebuchadnezzar, willingly to go to be thrown in the oven. So now, what type of reward Hashem gave to the frogs? Which is greater, to keep quiet or jump in the oven?
To keep quiet.
Jump in the oven. No, before the Yivet Torah. Wait. To jump in the oven. To jump in the oven is much? Much?
That's an instant death.
Sorry?
That's an instant death.
Fine.
Jumping into the oven.
Okay.
Why? That's a thing of having...
Right, you know anybody? You know anybody that is willing to jump in the oven? Yeah, people usually do that.
No way.
No. So now is a wonder. Is a very puzzling thing that for the kele, for the dog, see how many benefit he gained, but for the misken, bichare, you know, the kurbare, nothing. What's going on here? Huh? What's going on here? So now here, as you guessed, we learn from here to jump in the oven compared to be able to keep your mouth closed, it's nothing. So that means, of course, it's much dangerous and much harder, you know, who would imagine to jump in the oven. But here we see some people think that to be able to close your mouth, what a benefit you gain, what the advantage you have. And sometimes people, not chas shalom, willingly, just automatically become careless. What does that mean? You know, you try to, you know, sometimes you mean well, you have a good intention. And then what happens? Then you get to the details of the family. He did this, he did that, he's not coming, he's this, he's that. And you don't realize how many forbidden acts of slander you breach. I mean, you mean well, but you don't realize, you know, you cannot speak about everything you like. You cannot express yourself or whatever, even though that you mean well. And not only that, you cause pain for people. Fine, you know, something happened, something went on. Why you keep dragging it? What is it to do? What can you do? And then you cause pain for other people. Why? Because you mean well. But it's not right to do. I mean, to your own benefit. Don't forget about you causing pain for other people. Why? Because you keep dragging it and dragging it and dragging it and dragging it. And here is a real lesson that you see this kelavim, what a benefit they get. Why? Because the circumstances really force them to bark, but they keep quiet. And that's how it is. With all respect, with lots of respect, many times we feed the circumstances, you know, pushes us to speak, just like, you know, the kelavim. But the point under here is, you have to remind yourself, who said I can't talk about this? Ask yourself, can I say what he said? Can I say how he's feeling? Can I pass it on? No, you can't. It's asur. You can't. First of all, you slandering. Second of all, you causing pain for other people. For naive people, they didn't do anything. And whoever that, you know, whatever that, you know, his head is. And then you keep dragging this and causing pain for other people. Don't do it. And that's what exactly we see. Jumping in the oven is not a big deal. It's not a big deal. But If you are able to close your mouth at the time that, you know, you're not permitted to, you're not supposed to, you see what a benefit you gain. And not only that, if Ribono Shel Olam gives such a benefit to the kelamim, to the non-kosher animal, more so you, a Yehudi, that if you watch off your mouth, see what a benefit you gain. Try it. It works. It works more than all the segulot and all these videos that you keep sending to people, and you're trying to, Chazak Baruch, you know, to try to, enlighten people. But more than all, watch out your mouth. Watch out your mouth. Always ask yourself, can I say this? Is it permitted to say this? Can I pass on the message? Ask yourself. And 99% of the time, no, you can't. You can't. It's not permitted to. And that's what the habit that you have to get into to make sure, Chas v'Shalom, first of all, we don't breach the laws of the, you know, slandering and Lashon Hara and Avak Lashon Hara and so on. And more than all, don't cause pain for other people. Don't cause people to go through the pain. Hashem Yizakenu, Teniskeh, Bezrat Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.